Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner, one of WLRH's longest-running shows and greatest traditions. We feature poetry and prose submitted by talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers. Today, Will Seamus Innes thinks back to a trip to one of our country's overlooked natural wonders.
Having just graduated from high school, my friend Mike and I decided to take a vacation north to upstate Michigan, to Sleeping Bear Dunes National Park. If you've never been there, it's an amazing natural wonder created by wind blowing off Lake Michigan, piling sand for millions of years. We picked up his cousin Harry north of Grand Rapids and headed north. At one point along the way, we stopped at a scenic overlook. It was the first time I'd ever seen a beach that was almost vertical. At that point, it was 300 feet above the lake, and it was nothing but sand all the way down. Mike looked over the edge and said, "I wonder how long it would take to get down there." I looked at Harry. He looked at me. We looked back at Mike, but he was gone. With a scream, he was over the edge. Harry and I looked back at each other and shrugged, and we went too. Answering Mike's question, it took less than 15 seconds to get down, rolling, stumbling, and sliding all the way. None of us could scream or we'd end up with sand in our mouths. But when we landed inches from the lake, we had to laugh like the fools we were. But then, oh yeah, we had to get back up. That only took us an hour and a half. 50 years later, my knees and legs still feel it. The beetle in this story was Mike's VW. We slept rough under the stars when we could, but had to sleep in it when it rained. As transportation, it was okay. As hotel accommodations, it wasn't really made for three grown young men, but at least we were dry. When we made it to Sleeping Bear Dunes, it was everything we wanted. Aside from the grocery store and showers, which we definitely needed, the dunes themselves were like 70,000 acres of rolling sand and scrub. We found out pretty quickly that the bug wasn't made for off-roading, so we were reduced to exploring on foot. The most dramatic part of the whole trip was standing at the top of the dunes and seeing a huge storm coming across Lake Michigan. With billowing shades of gray to near black, lightning striking the water multiple times as we watched it rolling toward us. And then it was on us, and that sunny, gorgeous day became a sandstorm. If there's a trillion tons of sand there, that storm seemed like it rearranged half of it, and we were more than half a mile from the car and even farther from any shelter. We had to link arms or get lost, hoping we were headed in the right direction. I, of course, was wearing contact lenses, so I was blinded and more dependent on them than normal. Obviously, we did make it back, and it seemed like Mike's VW had the rust removed from one side of it. We made it home to Indiana after seeing more of Mike's family and friends, and it was a remarkable vacation for sure. We were still finding sand in the beetle a year later.
Will Seamus Innes is a storyteller who always seeks to find the deeper meaning in his stories. He's a recently retired engineer who writes for book groups and for himself. You can hear Will's story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the Sundial tab. And you can count on us to bring you another brand new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner next Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 WLRH Huntsville Public Radio.
Start your engines, yeah. Let them run for a while. See if you can make it through the last mile.